And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, making it cool to be a conservative. All right, hey, listen, I got to tell you, as you listen to during the break, you hear the ads playing, right? Just know this, Right Side Radio, we are a standalone business. We are not owned by the radio stations that we're on. We own our content. We send them our show. And the only way for that to happen is to have the sustainable revenue it takes to run a business. One of the ways we do that is by selling ads. So if you want to, if you hear the show, like you're listening to the show and you're thinking, man, those guys got it going on. I want my business to be aligned with someone who speaks the way I think. So that would be a great way to team up. The way you do it is you don't call the station, you call us. You go to our website. There's a rightsideradio.org. You go to the website. You see a tab on there that says advertising and contact. Hit that. Send us a message, and we will be right back in touch with you. And like just today, or this week, I'm sorry, we added Southern Immediate Care. That's just another one of those that's jumping on board. By the way, I forgot to mention earlier, Boomer, Southern Immediate Care is not only running ads on the show, they actually sponsored our monologue now daily. And so, yeah, just know this, Southern Immediate Care is a sponsor of the daily monologue, which so many of you commented on earlier in the first hour. That being said, you want to advertise on Right Side Radio? We'd love to have you, man. Let's talk about it. Go to rightsideradio.org. Send us a message on the advertising tab. We'll get right back to you. All right. Hey, I tell you what, Boom, I'm going to hold 1 second and go to the text line because it apparently blew up. Just saying. Yes, it did. That was not a cluster munition, by the way. That was a single entity explosion. What else we got in here? Let's see here. Where did he go? I saw Raven from Russellville said something a moment ago, and now I can't find his text. Darn. Couldn't be that far down. Hold on 1 second. Let me find that thing. Well, I'll find it in a minute. JT Lacey Springs again. Comments about U.S. and Ukraine running out of ammo. Shut up. The masses need not know. That's jackassery, he says. And I think that would be correct. Yes, it was. Here's Raven. Raven from Russellville. Two things. One, he says, this whole thing sounds like another little war we got tangled up in without a clear strategy. Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. Sound familiar? We get in it to win it or we get out. And I will say this. There were strategies at points. I can think of the surge, you know, with Petraeus. I can think of the original surge in Afghanistan with General Stanley McChrystal. And then I can also see, all right, both those guys got relieved, and then it just went down, you know, down the tubes. Raven also says, lack of leadership becomes evident pretty quickly, doesn't it? Biden was not, is not, and will never be a leader. The whole world sees this. There you go. Trina from Elkmont says, too bad Biden didn't take 500 days with Afghanistan. No doubt. Or at least, you know, take a few weeks, sir. Let's see. Is that a new texter? Boomer, we got, is that Butters texting in?
Butters
is texting in. Butters. Butters not in studio, so he texts us. All right.
I like it.
Now I got to read what Butters says. He says, the president should not decide which munitions to send. Strategic objectives should be given to the DOD, State Department, et cetera, and guys like you and me should figure out what munitions should be sent to help achieve the objectives. Same as when they argued over how many troops should be on the ground. It's not the job of the executive or the legislative branch. That's the job of the men and women with the expertise to actually decide such things. What is the desire to end state, sir? We'll figure out how to get you there. Digging it. Get on it, Butters. Tony from Piedmont. he caught my euphemism, my military slang when I said it's a cluster. Yeah. Okay. I'll just leave it hanging right there. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you, man. By the way, he said some other things too. He said, let's see here. He said, TLAM Ds, Tomahawks, Land Attack Missile D, just a designation for a cluster times three spots, and then the missile fires into a target. He's got some knowledge. Mostly for runways and air facilities. And then he follows up by saying, the corruption is in Washington, D.C. And then John from Huntsville says, the difference between Reagan and Zelensky is Reagan was a Republican, Zelensky's a hardcore socialist, and is ranked high on the Antichrist list right behind the French leader Macron. Okay, I mean, I hear you say that, brother, but... I look at it and think, should we then just allow Putin to be the guy in charge? Because that's what would happen if we did not back the guy Zelensky. I think right now we're in a position to work with Zelensky and to earn some points here that would lead us down a road with him. We're not going to get that with Putin. And oh, by the way, doing nothing means Putin would then own Zelensky. And I don't think the world wants that. All right. What else we got? I think that's about it for right now. Hey, listen, we're going to come back in a minute, and I'm going to jump right in to Adventures in Woke World. Oh, man, I got some stuff. Did you hear about the city that's giving out fentanyl smoking kits? Yeah. Did you hear about the Miss Universe contest in the Netherlands? Oh, boy. Did you hear about whether or not they're going to start using racial preferences in sentencing for criminals in a certain state? Some of these you can already gather where they're going to be. Did you hear about the fact that we've got a group of retired generals, one of whom I believe has been on this show, urging GOP senators to grill Biden's top military nominee, who's going to be the next potential chief of staff or chairman of the Joint Chiefs, over his woke policies? It goes on and on. This may be one of the most prolific buffets of wokeness, Boomer, that I have ever brought to bear on the show. I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, by the way, did you hear, just so you know, Boomer, you and I have got to stop working out.
Oh, really?
That's racism.
Oh, working out, huh?
It's a right-wing tool. Yes, it is. Just brace yourself, brother.
All right.
It's all coming down. Boy. All right. When we get there, you're going to hear it. And I'm going to say, Adventures in Woke World, it might leave some emotional scars today. Just go ahead and get yourself ready. This is where, like, Paul Darling says, jump on in where you can, Sheriff, and hang on. All right. Listen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, man. I'm talking about we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. And I don't mean like a small signal. I'm talking about this show broadcasts way on down south of Birmingham and way up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, I am jumping right in, bro. I'm just telling you. Listen, sometimes, y'all, early in the morning when I'm resourcing the show and I'm finding things, I'm surprised Charlene doesn't wake up sometimes hearing me muttering or, for that matter, rambling around with the amount of wokeness that I find. This one will make me mad. That one will make me roll my eyes. That one actually makes me laugh out loud. Yeah, all of it combines to become Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, let's start right off. And this one, Max, will qualify for both Adventures in Woke World and some jackassery all at one time. So, Portland, Oregon. What the heck? Beautiful city. Just coming apart at the seams. Why? Because the layers of jackassery are just reaching epic proportions. Story here from the Daily Caller, dated 2 days ago. City to distribute foil and straws and snorting kits to drug addicts. Oh, yeah. Come on. Boomer didn't even wait for the cue. He just ran for the button. Just flog that jackass. There we go. Health officials in Portland, Oregon announced last week they will begin handing out tinfoil, straws, and snorting kits.
So someone's putting together these snorting kits, and we're paying them too.
That's a great point.
Just saying.
You got to buy it somewhere. It's not like they went and got a batch of straws, you know, out of McDonald's and brought them in and made snorting kits at home. This is not an Etsy thing. Somebody somewhere is making some money.
Right.
as part of its harm reduction program. That's like gender affirming care or reproductive health. It's harm reduction programs. I'm feeling a little saucy today. Harm reduction programs. As part of its harm reduction program, the Multnomah County Health Department announced on Friday that drug paraphernalia will be offered to those using fentanyl and other hard drugs. The rise of fentanyl has decreased the need for needle-focused harm reduction. The program is backed by Multnomah County's public health director, Jessica Guernsey, who says the new part of the program is that we're adding supplies for people who smoke drugs. You're giving them the stuff. I mean, why don't we just skip right over it and give them the actual fentanyl? What? Let's cut out the middleman.
Cut out the middleman. Here you go, guys.
Yeah.
They're gonna start flooding to you anyway.
I got a nickel bag for you, and here's the pipe to smoke it in. There you go. So the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, who is a knucklehead himself, doesn't like it. He's like, I wish the county would redirect their funds to things that actually help people. Okay, good for you, Ted. To which the counter was that the mayor's statement providing drug paraphernalia does not increase drug use. It encourages addicts to visit clinics. Sure, that's what's happening. Hey, fellas, let's all pack up and head down to the free clinic. Make sure we get ourselves checked out while we're there. Joe, get that cut looked at. Billy, they'll take care of that tooth for you, bud. Come on, let's head on down. Everybody up? Right. Let's march down there. Oh, by the way, while you're there, you'll get a free pipe. Cool. Is this like the toy? Like when you went to the dentist's office as a kid and they said, you can go pick a toy from the chest now because you were good in the dentist chair.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm like into role-playing today. You know
you are. you're doing all these different characters over there. I'm enjoying it.
I can do this whole theater of one here. The reality is you've got... This is not how you stop a drug epidemic. How do we stop them from doing drugs? Let's give them the stuff that helps them do drugs. What? Yes, that's the logic, y'all. How do you stop the alcoholic? Well, you give him more bottles of beer. Okay. This is not how it works. And oh, by the way, then they're going to wonder, how come people are moving out of Portland? Well, all the people who still got their heads on straight and they're not bleeding from their orifices are moving because they're tired of seeing all the people, taking a dump on the sidewalk and shooting up drugs in the schoolyard. That's why. Oh, by the way, with the free pipes and the snorting kits that you gave out with taxpayer dollars. All right, let me switch gears. Adventures in Woke World. Boomer, you might be curious to know, the Miss Universe contest is coming up. Yeah.
It is.
I don't know why I thought you might be curious to know. That was my intro to the topic.
I mean, I hope there's nothing, no transgenders in there, but I have a feeling because this is in Woke World that something's about to happen.
Well, the opening line of this article from hotair.com starts off with transgender activism marches on.
Oh, no.
Because the newly crowned Miss Universe for the Netherlands is a dude. Could you? Well,
I'm just going to keep that button on repeat.
So the article here on hotair.com says it's time for women to stop participating in events that do this. And I completely agree. Allowing a man to compete in a women's beauty pageant denies a woman that place in the competition. In other words, for her to be in, somebody else couldn't be in. It's kind of like when you see the young lady who's been a swimmer all her life, getting up early before school, doing all that it takes, working out hard, dieting, the whole thing, training. And then they get up to college, and lo and behold, a dude gets to swim against her, and he winds up claiming the prize that she's worked all those years for. Well, here we are, and I don't care if you like beauty pageants or not. The fact is, this is a women's competition. But Ricky Valerie Kohler was crowned Miss Universe Netherlands on 2023 on Saturday, this past Saturday. Ricky is 22 years old. Ricky is a model and an actress. Ricky will represent the Netherlands at the 2023 Miss Universe pageant in El Salvador. And then he asked the question, did the women have to share dressing room facilities with him? And I'm glad he calls Ricky a him. He makes history as the first transgender woman to win the national title, although there was a Miss Universe Spain in 2018 who was a dude. Says, until and unless women stand up and speak up, this garbage will continue. The transgender agenda seeks to eliminate all spaces for women. Where are all the feminists? Is there anything more misogynist than a male winning a country's Miss Universe title? What happens when a transgender competitor wins the full Miss Universe title? And it will happen because leftists have been complicit in this war on women. I guarantee you, they're working towards it. It's going to happen. Well, we just feel it's necessary, taking into consideration the level of persecution and harm the transgenders suffer around the world. No, they don't. When's the last time you saw a cross burning on the front yard of a transgender? I'll wait. That's what I thought. Yeah. What are you trying to find the cricket thing?
I was.
I wasn't asking for it, but that would have been appropriate had you found the right button. But yeah, I mean, so when's the last time, by the way, you heard about transgenders being persecuted, transgenders being wiped out, transgenders being denied their due process in court? That'd be a never. But they're going to use that, I guarantee you. All right, let's switch it to another one. You ready for this? How about, does due process mean anything? Does equal rights under the law mean anything? Well, it depends on where you are. It's supposed to mean something everywhere the United States has a state or territory, right? Anywhere where the U.S. flag flies, you're supposed to have the equal rights under the law as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You're supposed to have the equal rights to due process. You're supposed to know that all men are created equal, according to our Declaration of Independence. And yet, right now, according to Fox News, story that came out yesterday, there's a Democrat bill running through the California state legislature that would allow, or exactly would mandate, that judges have to consider race when they dole out prison sentences. Wow. So let me get this straight. You got two dudes, one black, one white. They go in and rob a bank together. They commit the same crime together, same time. The guy who's black is being, we're being told, the judge is being told, he has to give a reduced sentence in order to right the disparities in the law, allegedly. The white guy who committed the exact same crime with him would get the heavier sentence. Why? Well, he has the unfortunate skin color called white. Really? That's the way this is going to work? That's what the bill says. The bill has been put in by Assemblymember Reggie Jones Sawyer. Reggie Jones Sawyer, hyphenated name. Dude, hyphenated name. The Democratic chair of the California's... Why did I bring that up? I don't know. I just find it... I'm not sure if I fully trust hyphenated names. It's like you can't make up your mind. Well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead with the hyphenation. Anyway, the bill would add a section to the Penal Code of California requiring courts, whenever they have the authority to determine a prison sentence, to, quote, rectify alleged social bias. Really? Yes. Do you like it when I ask myself a question and then answer, Boomer?
That's, I do like that.
It's a technique.
A technique.
It's a technique. It's part of my TTPs, my tactics, techniques, and procedures. Ask myself a question and answer. Okay, here's the quote. Here's a quote from the law as written. It's not a law yet. It's still a proposed piece of legislation. It's already made it through the House. It's now going to the Senate. It is the intent of the legislature to rectify the racial bias that has historically permeated our criminal justice system, as documented by the California Task Force to Study and Develop Reparation Proposals. Oh, good. The reparations people are back. Whenever the court has discretion to determine the appropriate sentence according to relevant statutes and the sentencing of the rules of the judicial council, the court presiding shall consider the disparate impact on historically disenfranchised and system-impacted populations. What that basically means is, you got to consider race when you do this, because that's the way we think is fair. So, wow. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We will take the break. I'll come right back. I got more. Oh, Lord, I got more. You're going to want to hear it. Adventures in Woke World is going places. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Boomer, did you just do it really? So Butters just sent us a picture of Maximus. If you didn't hear my monologue earlier, you're missing the joke here. But Butters sent us a picture of Maximus with the Right Side Radio logo on the front of his armor. But then, what did you do? I haven't seen it yet, but you just did one too, you said?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it look really, really like perfect on his armor. I'm going to do the Right Side Ruffian logo on his armor. Like, it's going to look awesome.
Nice.
Way to go, Butters, for giving me the idea. Yeah. That's perfect.
Hey, I got a caller on the line who held on during the break, so let me just go ahead. And by the way, the text lines went bananas, so I'll have to jump in there on that, too. Who's that? Oh, Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
You doing?
Do what?
I'm in Nashville. I say, you don't even. Oh. Nashville, and I got 65 shut down.
Oh, so it's no. Oh, brother. Well, I hope you make it home for dinner, bud. Well, so what's going on? What's on your mind today? You here to opine about Volk World?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We keep losing your signal, bud. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can now.
All right. Now we got you.
All these people. Yeah, but you talk about being a two-tier justice system between the whites and the blacks or whatever. Heck, it's not between them; it's between the Democrats and Republicans. It matters more than that. I mean, you know, hey, if your name is Hunter Biden and you're a Democrat, hey, you don't get charged with nothing. But if you're the whistleblower and I can't remember what his guy's name is, but I don't know if he's a Democrat or not, but he's in a lot of trouble now.
You know, he dared to speak out, and lo and behold, here we go. The indictment came down, what, yesterday or today? But, yeah, I mean, go figure, man.
Yeah, it's we got to get away from this stuff. I mean, if I go before a judge and he still wants to sentence me to something, I'm just going to claim, you know, you're breaking my constitutional amendment that I have equal justice under the law.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't going to give it to one guy, how can you give it to me?
Yeah, I get it. And then you have to look at it, too, and go, okay, so the next guy who gets brought up on charges similar to what we're seeing with Hunter Biden should be able to expect a sentence much like what Biden got, which is basically a nothing burger. And yet, yeah. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. She got away with stuff, and yet young troops who were violating, you know, the classification code laws and all that, they're under the UCMJ. They're all in jail.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay your taxes anymore, apparently, either. I mean, all you got to do is just keep it out of the courts for, you know, what's it, 5 years, I think? No problem.
Unreal.
But as far as terminology goes, Phil, on this gender-affirming care and all these other stuff,
yeah,
that, you know, don't make no sense. I'm sorry, but we need to go back to the old terminology. If you voted for Joe Biden, I'm sorry, but you're mentally retarded. And you know, that's a term I can remember, you know, that was with me when I was a kid growing up and everything, and I know what that means, and I think we need to get back to the old terminology that they kind of dismissed so that it wouldn't hurt nobody's feelings. I think some people's feelings need to be a little hurt.
Yeah, and in fact, you and I as conservatives have been living with hurt feelings for a while now. But it's nuts. And I look at it too and think, okay, so gender affirming care, it's called a sex change, and then reproductive health, that's called an abortion. I mean, but they need to find a new way to say it so it sounds less threatening. Hey, buddy, I got another call I got to take, so you have a great day. Be careful on the road, and I hope the hope 65 opens up for you sometime soon.
I'm having a great day at 3 miles an hour.
Okay. All right, let me go to line two real quick. Is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
Hey, 2 days in a row, but I just wanted to – I had to jump in on this one and add to what he was saying about – your justice system.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not necessarily Democrat and Republican. As I've just lived life, I've realized really establishment versus the great unwashed. If you're part, there's a party, a uniparty really, of very powerful people from both sides who pretty much want to do what they want to do, and they care what the average person thinks. They don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. And they want, you know, and if you've noticed, there's not a lot of real consequences. And the reason for their absolute vitriol and hatred of Donald Trump to the point where it's just, you know, on 11 is because he is not part of the establishment. Now, he paid his way in to get, you know, different favors from them, sure, like anyone does with his amount of money. But and he used them and they used him. But when he walked in and tried to horn his way in on their action, if you will, they decided they were going to make him pay. And it's establishment versus everyone else. I need everyone to remember that there were Democrats and Republicans that had children on Ukrainian energy boards, not just Hunter Biden. There are Democrats and Republicans that have pretty washed cash through Ukraine. Why do you think they're all standing there, you know, with the flag waving and, you know, it's both. I need people to stop thinking about two parties.
Fair enough. I mean, that's yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's not just what you did; it's who you know or what group you're a part of. But yep. Lee, well said as always. Appreciate you're about to head to the break, so you have a good one. And I tell you what, we're gonna wind up. I've got so many text messages sitting over here. I'm gonna have to get on some of those. And Woke World is gonna take us for a bit longer because we're about to jump back in here after the break, and find out that wokeness, it is not confined to any particular geographic boundary. It's everywhere. This is asymmetric warfare, y'all. It is all around us. We are surrounded. Good. That means they can't get away. All right, you guys stay tuned. We will be right back.
Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like that dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three. We're already in it. Hey, I got to tell you guys before we go any further, in case you didn't know, we have a new sponsor, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care has a chain of clinics all around the Birmingham area. They just opened their fifth location. Now, folks, these folks are open 7 days a week. They got extended hours at most of their locations. Walk-ins are welcome. You can get there on the weekends. I mean, how huge is that? And Chelsea and Hoover are the two brand-new locations, the one they just opened. I hear they got another one coming. And they'll see clients of all ages from birth all the way up. They can do x-rays, immunizations right there on site. Let me just suggest to you, Southern Immediate Care. If you're saying like, where's the next doc in the box? I got to go this weekend. I'm here in town visiting. Or I don't have a doctor and I just want to go somewhere. Listen, Southern Immediate Care. They got them all over the Birmingham area. And these are, by the way, I know the guy who runs this entire organization. Solid dude. And he believes the way we believe. So check them out. Southern Immediate Care. Glad to have them on the Right Side team. And if you go there, by the way, hey, tell them I heard about y'all on that Right Side radio show. I would appreciate it very much. You know what? I got to do some text messages, man. Some of these are harkening back to the section we did on Ukraine. Brian from Birmingham does not agree on Ukraine. He says Ukraine is a tough sell. It's a long quote, so I won't go read all of it. He does not care for Zelensky at all, calls him a cross-dressing comedian, fleecing the taxpayers. Okay. Says that it's the major hub for the Oregon black market. Look, listen, Brian from Birmingham, one of the worst places for human trafficking in the world is the United States. And I'm not saying it's not happening over there or that it's, I'm condoning it. No, but I'm just saying you think they're doing bad things over there. Anyway, the bottom line is he goes on to talk about several things and believes that Putin's a bad guy, sure, but Western Europe is not really the good guys. So, okay, you're welcome to your opinion, Brian. John from Huntsville texted in, so how many of these snorting kits did they supply Hunter and Joe Biden with? I don't know the answer to that. He also, by the way, had a quote earlier, John from Huntsville did, about Ukraine. He says, any country can prolong defeat when the rest of the world is supplying an unlimited amount of ammunition. Point. I mean, even me and my grenade launcher can prolong a war when the rest of the world is supplying me with unlimited grenades and anything else my heart desires. I'm, first of all, drawn to the fact that apparently John says he has a grenade launcher. Should we be concerned?
No.
Okay. No. Boomer says no. It's all good. Then let's see what else we got here. Brian from Huntsville. This is the other Brian. Brian from Huntsville. Portland snort kits. Are the straws plastic or are they recycled paper? You know what? It's Portland. I would bet they are. jump in there if you want to, Boomer. I've got another one. Oh, here, this is one of my favorites. Chris from Athens. With regards to the winner of the Netherlands Miss Universe contest says, how bad do the women in the Netherlands have to look for them to pick a dude?
Wow. Man.
You know, that does pose a question that needs to be answered.
Yeah.
Raven
from Russellville.
Yeah.
Calling all those woke stuff jackassery is a sort of an insult to jackass. To the jackass. But still.
Oh, Lord. Ronald from Rogersville, and I don't know what he's referring to, but I think he's talking about the guy who won the Netherlands contest. All he says is, and he is ugly. So there's that. Barry Mathens on the same thing. That Miss Universe Netherlands winner is ugly. Says if Freddie Mercury was still alive and saw this guy, he'd say that dude's got some buck teeth. Wow. I'm sorry I read that out loud, but there it is. Oh, my goodness. What else? Steve from Huntsville says, Colonel, I'm addicted to food. Through no fault of my own, my body craves it every day. I feel like I could die without it. Do you think the country would give me a care package that includes a few bucks for groceries or a chicken sandwich? You know, if they're giving out snorting kits, surely they can just give out food. Anyway, wow. What else we got in here?
All kinds of stuff.
Penny from Boaz, just identify as a black person and oh, I see what it's saying. Actually, the text came out weird. I'm trying to read what it says, but I know what she's saying. In terms of that law passed in California or being passed in California about the courts have to consider your race, just tell them, well, judge, yes, sir, what, you want to address the court? I would. I'd like you to consider that today I identify as black when you do the sentencing.
When you do, wow.
Yeah. Your Honor, before you pass that sentence, I'm feeling rather black today. Just saying. Okay. What else we got here? Woo, Lord. And then JT from Lacey Springs chimes back in. It's Boomer time for Boomer. It's time for a dude looks like a lady. Do we have that one? Did we save that?
We have it.
There it is. JT, we forgot we had it. It took the winner of the Netherlands Miss Universe contest for JT to remind us we had a sound effect set aside. All right, I tell you what, speaking of sound effects, Boomer, let's kick off Adventures in Woke World again.
Adventures in Woke World.
Bah, bah, bah. Did you know that the driver's license is in Kansas? You can change your driver's license whenever you decide to identify as a different gender. Yeah, well, not right now you can't, because as of yesterday, a state judge has ordered the state of Kansas to stop allowing trans-identifying individuals to change their sex on their driver's licenses. Bam! Just like that. Stop it! Well, you got their attorney general, is it Chris Kobach, I think it is? Yes, it is. Who has just basically said, stop this madness. And he points out, licenses are used by law enforcement to identify criminal suspects, crime victims, wanted persons, missing persons, and others, and compliance with state legal requirements for identifying license holders is a public safety concern. But the governor, the Democrat governor, Laura Kelly is the governor, a Democrat, argues that Well, by doing that, that strips away people's rights, and it would hurt our ability to continue landing new business. Okay, let me just suggest to you that the business that comes to you and says, you know, we're thinking about bringing 150 jobs to your state, but we see that you won't let people identify differently on their driver's licenses, so we're going to have to go down the road to somewhere else. Let me suggest to you that the state that allows that to happen, the driver's license thing, is probably also the state that'll tax the crap out of your business, and they're not going to go there anyway. Just, if you just look across the board at the kind of policies that follow each other, the state that will say, how do you feel today? Would you like to put on the, would you like to put on your driver's license that you're a furry? Today, your driver's license can identify you as a squirrel if you so choose. Oh, that's great. I'm going to put squirrel on my driver's license. And if that's the case, if you're a state that does that, the businesses that want to move to your state are pretty few and far between. Because you're also the state that has all kinds of freaky tax laws and hates corporations and basically makes people miserable for daring to be a conservative. All right. What else have I got in here? There's that one on Kansas. Let me move this one over. Oh, here's the thing. By the way, Tommy Tuberville, if you stand with Tommy Tuberville, if you stand with our senator, Coach, if you stand with Coach, you might still want to go. Is it still active, Boomer? Can you check that on the website? Is that still an active link at the top of our page? Make sure it's going there. Just grab the mic and tell me when you got it. But if you support Tommy Tuberville, you might want to let him know.
Still an active link.
Still an active link. Go to the top of our website, rightsideradio.org. You know, our friends at the Alabama Policy Institute, Stephanie Smith comes on the show quite often. Our friends at the API have done an online letter of support to Senator Tuberville for his stance against the Department of Defense paying for abortions in violation of federal law. And for, you know, daring to go ahead and say, we don't care what the laws of your state are, we may wind up doing abortions on medical, on military facilities. What do you think of that? Or on VA facilities. Okay. Tuberville's saying no, and he has taken a lot of heat for it. And I mean, like, it's ramped up in the last few days. A lot of heat. So if you support your senator, Tuberville, for daring to be the person who is willing to face down the liberals and tell them what for, I would encourage you to go to our website, rightsideradio.org. At the very top of the page, to the right of our logo, you'll see where it says Join API in supporting Senator Tuberville's stance against federally funded abortion. Taxpayer-supported abortion. So, yeah, you can find that on our page. That being said, one of the nominations being held up right now by our own Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is the potential future chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Charles Q. Brown. They call him CQ, General CQ Brown. He's currently the Air Force Chief of Staff. So we're looking at an Air Force guy potentially being the chairman of the joints, and he's facing a pretty fiery confirmation. Here's a story from Daily Caller, dated yesterday. A group of more than 30 retired military officers and civilian activists have called on Republicans to fully interrogate the Air Force General President Joe Biden tapped to become his next military advisor over his racist policies and endorsement of transgender treatments. You're looking at potentially the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for the military has openly stated that he hires based upon DEI policies, has openly stated that racism is an issue in the ranks in the wake of the George Floyd stuff, and is openly, by the way, apparently supportive. I haven't seen his comments on this, but he's openly supportive of transgender treatments in the military. Okay. That's next level wokeness. That's not we're letting it happen because the commander-in-chief said we had to. I fully embrace this, and I will make it a part of my platform as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs. If you don't think the chairman can set some DOD policy, woo! So right now, you got literally a group of, I think it's over 30, yeah, it's over 30, retired military officers and civilian activists have now called on Republicans to give him a grilling at his confirmation hearing. And that should happen sometime soon, because keep in mind, whereas Tuberville may be slowing down the process, he's not stopping it. He's just saying, you're not going to get it fast and easy. You're going to have to work the process. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. It looks like we're still in Adventures in Woke World for a little bit more. We'll come back, see if we can put a lid on it. I don't know. This one might go for a while. Y'all call in if you want to, 833-687-4448. Yeah, I can already see the text messages dropping in. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, jumping right over to the phones because I see somebody held on during... Oh, it's Brian. Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, except one thing and everything. I was going to actually claim that idea over the Right Side Radio t-shirt on top of the Gladiator. but then I thought, well, I can't trademark that because you've already got the trademark in the shirt. They already have the trademark in the movie, so I can't do that.
we'll just go ahead and give you partial credit for having had the idea of merging the two.
But other than that, I was thinking that every one of these generals and higher level officers waiting in line to get their promotions by batch, they swore, like so many did, to protect the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think Tupperville is doing a mighty fine job of obeying his oath to that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'll be going to your page, and I'm going to click on it, and I'm going to go there and give my appreciation.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you, buddy.
Good one, sir.
You too, bud. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, that to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, yeah, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I have to look at that and go, okay, Brian's so right. By the way, I'm an 06. Would I have loved to have been an 07? Sure. Now, I do think the coolest looking rank is the 06 rank, the Eagle. But nonetheless, if I had had the opportunity to make general officer, I would have loved that. I would have been bummed if after 30 years of service or whatever, my career was being held up by someone who was making a political stand. I get it. Thank you all for your service, and thank you for the fact that you're still in service waiting for that rank that allegedly the meritocracy has said you earned. However, talk to your boss. Don't talk to the senator. The senator, by the way, what they won't report is that this is not the first time this has been done, because it's only been in recent years that people have figured this out, and Democrats have used the same tactic. Just saying. But that being said, what's he really doing wrong? Is he shutting down the military? That's what some are trying to say. He's shutting down the military. He's affecting our national readiness. No, he's not, you knuckleheads. Do you think for a second there's not going to be somebody acting in the interim, holding down the fort, who's probably fully qualified to be there? Somebody with almost like equal rank and experience, I would bet. I mean, do you think, for instance, right now, the Marine Corps is actually without its first time in 100 years has been without a commandant? Is the Marine Corps going to stop going to war if we need them? No. They've got an acting commandant who is fully qualified and will probably get some major kudos on his next OER for being the guy who held down the fort. Then again, what you often see, too, is that people who have been tapped are now considered what the military often refers to as promotable. You are now not just a colonel. You are a Colonel P, Colonel Promotable. In other words, everybody knows you're about to pin a star. Or maybe you're a brigadier promotable. You're about to get that second star. Cool. However, it does not mean that you cannot go and do the job. If your qualification for the job is only whether or not the star has already been pinned on as opposed to nominated, then something's wrong. Some of these people are actually going to begin to fill the role prior to assuming the rank. That'll happen. Other times, they may have to wait pending final confirmation, which is still going to happen. You know why? Because all he did was slow the process down. He didn't stop it. Oh, he stopped everybody from getting. No, he hasn't. He's just said, you're not going to be able to stack them all up, put a bow on them, and then we're going to do a mass approval, just like a rubber stamp. He's saying each one of those gets to have its own confirmation hearing, which is the regular order of business. That's what it's called, the regular order of business. I think Tuberville's making a stand. And I'll be honest with you, I admire his Mr. Smith goes to Washington stand on this. That's what this is. This is a moment in time when people are getting mad, they're getting fed up, and guess what? They're also paying attention, aren't they? They recognize, dang. And some of them are going, I wish I'd thought of that. I guarantee you, some of them are wishing they had thought of it. But yeah, so you want to support Tommy Tuberville? This is a total aside, but I'll go ahead and tell you. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and right there at the top of the page, you'll see a place on the right side that says, support Senator Tuberville. Click on it, go to API's website, and you can fill out that little thing, put your name on it as one of the many, many, many who are supportive of what is happening with our Alabama senator. One of only 100 right now in the Senate, taking a stand all by himself. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'm thinking it might be a double dipper day, man. We got more to do. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Sends its signal. It's big old signal. Big old fat signal. Way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville. Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden. Parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I tell you, it's amazing to me sometimes that we get this show out as far as we do. And I love the fact that we have people, too, that listen online. You can stream this show online. And so if you can't get it on your AM, FM, outside of our overly broad range of AM, FM capability, you can always go to rightsideradio.org, click on the Listen Live stream, the live stream. You can watch it on video as we're talking in the studio, or you can listen to it live. And then there's also the podcast. Hey, check those podcasts, man. So the podcast, a lot of folks tell me they listen to the show after the fact. So we take the daily show and then turn it into podcast form, put it out there on every form of podcast known to man. And Boomer gets that done every day. But we are, dang, really? 157,300 downloads of the podcast. Whoop, whoop. That's big doings right there, man. We're pushing 160,000 pretty soon. Maybe, let's see, for what you told me yesterday, we may have, what's today, Tuesday? We might get it by Friday, but Monday at the latest, I would think. What do you think?
I think Monday at the latest.
Monday.
I think we could hit it Friday.
160.
That's right.
All right, we'll see what happens. Hey, before I go on to finish up Adventures in Woke World, I got to tell you, our friends at ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. They do all kinds of things to assist businesses. They can help you with all kinds of stuff, your sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, all that. But ZLA Solutions is also epic good at putting people and jobs together. So if you need folks, they can help you find them. It doesn't matter if you just need a few with all kinds of like special, hard-to-find niche skills, they can do that. But you may also just need like an entire shift of people to help run the factory. They can do that too. They can do the drug testing, the recruiting, the background checks, all of it. get you the right people for the right job. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. Yeah, ZLA Solutions, they're there for you on this. They like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That means their goal in life is to help you make your business better. So check them out, ZLAUSA.com. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. These are friends of mine. I get a kick out of them telling me they heard it again. All right, let's do this. Are you going to play that sound effect? I see your finger on...
Adventures in Woke World.
Like his finger was on the trigger, man.
I was ready for it. I was like, hey, we're still in it. Let's go.
You know what we need? We need a sound button for you that's like in the shape of a gun with a trigger. And I can say, pull the trigger, Boomer.
Man, that'd be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. You'd never go home. You'd stay here and play with all your toys. here's the next one I got, Adventures in Woke World. How about this one? Isn't the UN a wonderful organization? It does amazing things for the world. Anyway, notice how I chuckled lightly and moved on. Daily Signal story came out yesterday. You might want to know, first of all, that the United Nations does have what they call an expert on sexual orientation and gender identity. That's important because the United Nations, well, they need to go get in your business. Let's talk about sexual orientation in, Nigeria. Let's talk about gender identity in, Moldavia. Anyway, Victor Madrigal Borlase. Oh, good, a hyphenated name. Victor Madrigal Borlase, the United Nations independent expert on sexual orientation and gender identity, capped off Pride Month with his annual report to the Human Rights Council. Oh, good. Says the report addressed the conflicts between religious freedom and the rights of LGBTQ plus people to be free from violence and discrimination. Okay. Madrigal Borlase, a Costa Rican lawyer. How do they find this guy? How do they find a Costa Rican lawyer and make him their UN, what he's actually got a title? Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Czar. How do you earn that right?
Why is everybody czars now?
Well, I don't know. Sounds cool.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm a czar. Hey, baby, I'm a czar. You want to, yeah, okay, anyway. I got a badge, you know what I'm saying? So Madrigal Borlase, a Costa Rican lawyer, has a long record of sacrificing religion on the altar of gender identity, and this report is no exception. Says he claims, for instance, that laws that are influenced by interpretations of religious dogma often deny lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans, and other gender-diverse persons the right to equality. Well, first of all, we can't keep up with how many of you are there. All right, so every single day we add a new letter to the, why don't we just go ahead and say alphabet? It's the alphabet plus. Can you have an alphabet plus? What's going to happen when they have to start reusing the letters?
They'll just double them up. Double A, double B, double C.
Oh, like A squared?
Yep, A squared. That's it.
B squared?
Yep.
Yeah. C cubed? What would that be? I don't even want to know. Never mind. I don't even want to know. It says nothing in human rights law that people or governments embrace. There's nothing in human rights law, the article points out, that requires that people or governments embrace the latest fetishes of gender activists. That's part of the point here. Not only do we not need the UN telling the world why their faith is not good because they dare to have a faith-based opinion, we also don't need them having to go with the fads. Oh, we got what? We got how many? Okay, it was 72 genders. Well, it was 69 yesterday. Okay, 72. We'll do 72. UN says 72 today because, oh, wait, what? 70? Oh, it's 77. There's 77 genders. Okay, all right, it's 77 today. This is ridiculous. His report subordinates religious freedom to the dictates of LGBTQ activists. Like, do you support natural marriage? Do you support the reality of biological sex? Do you support traditional sexual morality? Do your views reflect your religious beliefs? If so, then the UN's sexual orientation and gender identity czar likely thinks you're guilty of discrimination or even violence. Just saying. How much money, by the way, do we send to the UN? There's a question. How much money does the United States annually contribute to the UN so that they can do things like tell us that our faith is not worth following because how dare we consider a faith-based decision to be something that, opposes their latest addition to the giant acronym? I got a caller on the line. Let me do that real quick. That's Steve from Tennessee. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Phil. Look, Boomer asked a question, and I wanted to jump in on it. He said, why are they all czars now?
Yeah.
I can't say why they're all czars now, but I know what we need to do with all of them. It's like that line from Fiddler on the Roof where the guy comes up to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, is there a proper blessing for the czar? The rabbi thought about it for a second. He says, yes, Labish. May the Lord bless and keep the czar far away from us. There you go. Later.
See you, bud. He's always got this, like, real concise, solid comment, and then he's, like, out of there. Good job, Steve. Steve from Tennessee. That's a great line. We need to, like, write that one down and save it for posterity. Speaking of religious persecution in the woke world, how about this? Story for Fox News came out yesterday. This one's in England. A Christian social worker from the United Kingdom is pursuing legal action after he had a job offer withdrawn due to his beliefs about homosexuality and marriage. How dare you have a faith-based position? You cannot work with the government now. Really? His name is Felix Ngole. He said he was denied a job opportunity with the National Health Service after they discovered he had very strong views on homosexuality and marriage. Ngole had made headlines in recent years after he won a landmark free speech case against his university because he was kicked out of a social work program for quoting the Bible regarding homosexuality. So let me get this straight. The dude's got a faith-based position. The dude has already won what is being called a landmark free speech case in Great Britain. So the government thinks it's okay then to say, we don't want you to come work with us because of your views. Do they not recognize, oh boy, has already proven that he's willing to go to court, and oh, by the way, win? So he was recruited, by the way. He wasn't just applying for a job. He was recruited to this job. He was then offered the job at the National Health Services. And then the offer was withdrawn. And they told him it was withdrawn because his beliefs did not align with their ethos and values supporting the LGBTQ community. They told him this. They even said he was the best performing candidate in the interviews, gaining the highest marks of any candidate on the equality and diversity assessment. But then, lo and behold, he would not embrace or promote homosexual rights, which they told him if he would, they'd reverse their decision. I'm going to go ahead and predict right now, he's about to get paid very quickly once a judge hears what he has to say. I just sense it coming up. All right, hey, and listen, I got a caller coming in maybe in a minute. Do I have a caller? All right, put it on the board for me, buddy, and I'll do this one story, and I'll probably take that for the break. So here's one for you. Adventures in Woke World. What happens when the government gets into the free market? First of all, I would say it's no longer free. When the government gets involved in the free market and changes the dynamic and basically says, we're going to tell you what products you're allowed to buy. I'm just going to tell you it doesn't work out well. I'm going to hold that one first and take the call real quick. I don't know what's happening, but Boomer's already laughing. Is that Clarence? Hey, Clarence, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Man, I'll tell you, you want to talk about persecution in the U.K.? That ain't far from where we're at over here in the States. I'm going to give you a scenario.
All right.
I work at a government agency, and the guy that leads the head of the LGBTQ plus hashtag sign dollar mark, whatever we are today, he sent out an excerpt from the book Gender Queer educate everyone. Now, you think if I would have sent out the same excerpt to everybody that worked within that government organization, we're talking about 400 people, with a Bible verse and a little synopsis of that Bible source and how to apply it to your life, you want to think that I wouldn't be persecuted for that?
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat, man. They've been raining fire on your head.
Yeah, that's my question. You know, the whole thing of being persecuted, you're only persecuted in this country if you believe one way. Donald Trump's proven that.
Well, so what? Let me ask you this. What happened when old boy decided to send out excerpts from Gender Queer? What did anybody respond and say, hey, I don't want this stuff?
Well, no, you know, here's the reason why nobody responds to it, because you'll be persecuted. You will be fired if you do that. You know that as well as I do. Don't offend the 0.001% of the population because they can't handle their feelings.
Wow. Wow.
That's why nobody responds to it, because at the end of the day, when their great czar is in charge of America and inflation is where it's at, you can't really say nothing about it when you work for them, or else you know what they're going to do to you.
Well, I tell you what, man, that's amazing. And I tell you what, I want you to hang on the line, because we got to go to break right now, Clarence. Just hang on the line real quick and don't hang up yet. But dadgum, that is like next level nuts. But that's also woke world. All right, we're taking a break. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. Hey, wrapping up my last two stories on Adventures in Woke World. I told you I had a lot of material for this one. It just kind of kept on going. Who was it predicted? Was it JT from Lacey Springs? Yes, it was. Said that this is probably going to be a double dipper day. He was right. And we'll get some text messages here in a minute if we have time. You might want to know, though, the Epoch Times. I mentioned earlier, right before the break, that it's interesting what happens when the government gets involved in your free market, that it's not quite free anymore. When the government decides to pick the winners and the losers, when the government says, hey, here's the deal. We don't like that product. We like that one. And that's what everybody needs to buy. And we're going to give like grants and incentives and subsidies to that one. We'll even provide you the money to go buy that one. We'll even build the infrastructure to support that one. It's not really a free market anymore, is it? But they still have to depend on the consumer, because you still got to want it, right? How about this? Epoch Times, story dated yesterday. Waiting for buyers to come. Unsold electric vehicles are piling up in car dealerships, says a report. Boomer's getting a kick out of it. The number of unsold electric vehicles at dealers in the second quarter tripled compared to the past year, signaling a weakened demand for the segment. It says the second quarter of 2023, the average inventory for electric vehicles topped more than 92,000 units on the ground at dealer lots. This is up 342% compared to second quarter of last year. 342% increase of available stock on the lot. Now, it says the pace of EV sales is up, but it is not rising as fast as the inventory builds. It's creating a backlog. It's creating a buildup. So original equipment manufacturers, OEMs, are facing a field of dreams moment, says the report. They have built the inventory. Now they wait for the buyers to come. Unlike other parts of the world, though, U.S. citizens tend to remain on the sidelines considering EV purchases. According to an April 2023 report by consumer intelligence company J.D. Power, more Americans are unwilling to buy EVs. In March, 21% of new vehicle shoppers said they were very unlikely to consider an EV, which is even higher than it was this time in January. Oh, Lord. I mean, but you know what? When the government gets involved. All right, here's the last thing. Last story. Boomer, apparently you and I are Nazis.
What?
I did not know this. Because we work out, man. Don't you know?
Oh, because we work out.
Story on Daily Wire. Joe Rogan and Elon Musk were mocking an MSNBC claim that exercise is a far-right recruiting tool. Elon Musk and Joe Rogan joined in the widespread mockery. By the way, Right Side Radio is joining in the widespread mockery of an MSNBC opinion that states that, with a reference to Adolf Hitler, that physical fitness is an evil trick used by white supremacists to recruit supporters. What?
What?
Professor Cynthia Miller Idris, oh, Lord, another hyphenated name, of American University in Washington, D.C., claimed through MSNBC that the far right has taken advantage of a pandemic at-home fitness trend to expand its decades-plus radicalization of physical mixed martial arts and combat sports spaces. What the frick does that even mean? All said and done, Miller Edris That's the hyphenated name again. Oh. Miller Idris declared that new recruits to the far-right movement are lured with health tips and strategies for positive physical changes. Lured?
Lured.
Lured to the far-right movement with health tips and strategies for positive physical changes. What? The intersection of extremism and fitness leans into a shared obsession with the male body and training and masculinity and testosterone and strength and competition. I'm just saying, this woman is not someone you want to socialize with.
No.
Physical fitness training, especially in combat sports. Combat sports. Yeah. Appeals to the far right for many reasons. Fighters are trained to accept significant physical pain, to be warriors, and to embrace messaging around solidarity, heroism, and brotherhood is championed as a tool to help fight the coming race war and the street battles that will precede it.
Just, wow.
I'm just...
Doesn't like physical health. I wonder what they look like.
I got news. I feel good about everything she complained about.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it going, I don't see the issue.
No issue.
There is no issue there.
There is no issue.
That's right. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, General of the Felix Legions, Commander of the Armies of the North. Wow, servant to the true emperor, husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered son, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. All right, folks, listen, if you missed my monologue, you're going to want to go back and get it. That was the beginning of the show today. Gladiator, the types of leadership. Tomorrow, I'll focus on the next movie in line. You guys wait, see what it is. In the meantime, Boomer and I are back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all have an amazing night.